بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The greatest blessing that Allah Almighty has bestowed upon the believers is the blessing of Iman. There is no blessing that equals or approaches it, because Iman is paradise in this world and its reward is the eternal paradise in the hereafter. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them the reward according to the best of what they used to do. Not having Iman is the greatest humiliation and loss. It is doubt, confusion, loss, and turmoil. Such a person does not know anything about their past or future, with fear and sorrow about their present, whom the devils enticed upon the earth confused. Their hearts are torn by confusion, their faith is riddled with doubt, and they do not know what the meeting with their Lord will entail. But those who disbelieve will not cease to be in doubt of it. Unquestionably, they are in doubt about the meeting with their Lord. They see people passing and do not know towards what they are heading. Truth and falsehood are the same to them, because they are blind to the truth and cannot distinguish right from wrong. Rather, their knowledge is arrested concerning the hereafter. Rather, they are in doubt about it. Rather, they are concerning it blind. Those lacking Iman have dark hearts and constricted chests. So this vast world becomes narrow to them, and they are not happy even if they own all of it. So whoever Allah wants to guide, He expands His breast to contain Islam. And whoever He wants to send astray, He makes His breast tight and constricted as though He were climbing into the sky. Thus does Allah place defilement upon those who do not believe. Those lacking Iman live among people but do not find solace among them. They indulge in worldly pleasures, but their distress outweighs their joy. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed, he will have a depressed life. Those abandoning Iman think that through their worldly knowledge they are the best of people, but they do not know that they are the worst creatures upon the earth. Indeed, the worst of living creatures in the sight of Allah are those who have disbelieved, and they will not ever believe. And they do not know that an animal is better than them, for there is no good in them without Iman. Or do you think that most of them hear or reason? They are not except like livestock. Rather, they are even more astray in their way. The death of those lacking Iman is the worst death, whereby the reality of that they persistently denied becomes evident to them, and they see firsthand what they used to deny. And that does not benefit them at all, for there is no return and no repentance. And if you could but see what the wrongdoers are in the overwhelming pangs of death, while the angels extend their hands saying, "Discharge your souls. Today you will be awarded the punishment of extreme humiliation for what you used to say against Allah other than the truth, and that you were towards His verses being arrogant." What a painful ending and a regretful outcome. And on the day of resurrection, there is no ransom for those who abandon Iman but the punishment of fire. Indeed, those who disbelieve, if they should have all that is on the earth and the like of it with it, by which to ransom themselves from the punishment of the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted from them, and for them is a painful punishment. They will wish to get out of the fire, but never are they to emerge therefrom, and for them is an enduring punishment. The most miserable people is the one who loses Iman after having it, and leaves it after having entering. They lived in believing family, were cared for by believing parents, were in a believing community, and then left faith after that, due to a desire that they followed, or a doubt that clung to their heart. No one is more miserable than such a person in this world or in the hereafter. In this world, they live in compounded ignorance and accumulated darkness, preventing others from Iman, calling to misguidance, thinking that they know while they are ignorant. They claim to be righteous while they are wrongdoers, and in their hearts there is sorrow for what they have left. They have taken the devils as allies instead of Allah, while they thought that they were guided. And indeed, they avert them from the way, while they think that they are rightly guided. And in the hereafter, they have the severest punishment. The one who abandons Iman usually does not return to it again. As a punishment from Allah Almighty for having rejected the greatest blessing that Allah the Exalted gave them. How shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their disbelief and had witnessed that the Messenger is true and clear signs have come to them? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Those, their recompense will be upon them is the curse of Allah and the angels and the people all together, abiding eternally therein. The punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be reprieved. That is because they believed, then they disbelieved, so their hearts were sealed over, and they do not understand. So praise Allah, the Exalted, for what He has given you of Iman, and remain steadfast upon it, and do not leave it, and instill it in your children. For Iman is the greatest blessing, and there is no salvation for the person except through it. The wave of calling to abandon Iman and rebel against the Sharia is invading the minds of Muslim girls through social media. They strive earnestly to persuade them to rebel against their religion, their hijab, their chastity, their families, and their communities. So it is imperative for mothers to stay close to their daughters, protecting them from those who attempt to infiltrate their minds and hearts and make them fuel for burning in the furnace of their sick ideas and malicious agendas and dubious aims. How many have been lost on this miserable path? Instilling faith in the hearts of daughters and ensuring it grows and increases through good treatment, dialogue, persuasion is one of the most important means for protecting daughters from the thieves of the minds and honor. Before and after all of this is supplication. Supplication for the righteousness of daughters. So for the sake of Allah, protect your daughters from those evil, wicked people who desire nothing for them but evil, shame, and the fire. May Allah protect our daughters and the daughters of the Muslims from the evil of the wicked and the schemes of the immoral, and bestow upon them faith and modesty, and make them the delight of their parents' eye. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.